Are you an eligible single? Well, good news. It turns out there are plenty of other eligible single fish swimming around in the dating sea, and you're quite likely to find the perfect one for you. In fact, the very best ones hang out in bars. That's right. The combination of alcohol, loud music, and dim lighting make for the most magical of love-finding recipes. There you are, finishing up your second beer-tini, when across the bar you make out the hazy outline of your soulmate. Over the thumping din, you call out to the barkeep to ask what she's drinking. He yells back, low-carb margarita. You holler back to send her over another. She accepts, and the two of you are married within the month. And her father is a billionaire. Or you could call the dating experts at It's Just Lunch. Your personal It's Just Lunch matchmaker will hand-select and arrange fun dates at nice places where you won't need to yell. Stop dreaming and start dating. It's Just Lunch. The smarter way to date.
Call or text 312-881-5225 or visit itsjustlunchchicago.com.
Truck drivers, make a change for the better this summer. Schneider, an industry leader since 1935, is hiring drivers now, and we've introduced exciting changes. Pay increases for most van, truckload, and tanker drivers. New company-owned chassis for intermodal drivers. New dedicated customer accounts. New facilities. Electronic logs since 2010, and over half our fleet now has automated transmissions. If you're as passionate about continuous improvement as Schneider is, join our team today at schneiderjobs.com. That's schneiderjobs.com.
Weighing your options for college, Moraine Valley Community College makes a quality education affordable. By completing the first 2 years of your bachelor's degree at Moraine Valley, you'll save thousands of dollars on tuition and room and board. That's book smart and business savvy. Check out their low tuition and learn about the financial aid and available scholarships that make them even more affordable at morainevalley.edu/register. Moraine Valley Community College, rock solid since 1967.
Rambler.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios, this is Chicago's number one sports station. Sports Radio 670 The Score, WSCR and HD Chicago, WJMK HD2 Chicago. The Score! Scoreboard update.
And a pleasant good afternoon. It is 4 o'clock, and from the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, David Schuster with a scoreboard update. Wolves individual tickets, they go on sale Friday morning at 11 for the home opener. That's coming up on October 14th. Also, the remainder of the 17-18 season, visit ChicagoWolves.com for the complete schedule. Major League Baseball in progress. Bottom half of the eighth inning, Pittsburgh with a run in the top half of the frame. They lead Milwaukee 6-5. Elsewhere, top four, Kansas City and Oakland, they are tied at 2. Top five, Seattle leading Baltimore 3-1. And also top five, San Diego 2-0 over Philadelphia. A couple of finals from earlier this afternoon. Anaheim defeated Washington 3-2 in Miami. Dump San Francisco 8-1. Here at Wrigley, it's game three of a four-game set between the Cubs and the Reds later this evening. Lackey and Bailey, the mound opponents. Zobrist leads off and plays second tonight with Kyle Schwarber hitting second and playing left field. Now, general manager Jed Hoyer was on with the guys last hour and says the Cubs should be pretty well rested down the stretch.
Obviously, Rizzo and Bryant are tough guys to give days off just because of the nature of their production and having both guys in the lineup. But, you know, aside from those two guys, I think everyone else, because of our depth, gets enough off days.
As for the White Sox, they're again in Los Angeles tonight facing the Dodgers. It will be Rodon going against Darvish. And in basketball news, Chris Sheridan has tweeted that informed sources have told him that LeBron James will play one more season in Cleveland and then 100%. He'll move elsewhere because his relationship with management is beyond repair. Breaking news on the score brought to you by Scott Levy's Rosen Hyundai. Visit rosenhyundai.com. And this scoreboard update brought to you by Spot Hero. Book your spot today with Spot Hero. Park smarter. I'm David Schuster, and you are listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk. Also, the radio home of the world champion Cubs. Our next broadcast tonight, Mark Rohde's pregame show, kicks it off at 6:30. Then the game against the Reds, all right here on 670 The Score, Chicago Sports Station.
This hour is brought to you by Horwitz & Horwitz, Illinois' top personal injury lawyers.
Hug it, chug it, football!
Can I get back to football, or...
Check this out. Sure. Why not? Let's do that. We haven't been too football-y today, and I don't think you can be too football-y.
There is no such thing as too football-y.
Zach Zaidman is at Hallis Hall. He is on Twitter at Zach Zaidman. He is on the Grossinger Auto Group hotline. Find over 5,000 vehicles every day at grossinger.com.
Maybe Jim Miller is close to too football-y with the Pat Cohen situation and the hard knocks look last night.
Zach, it's all you. What you got?
All right. So when we last saw Kyle Long, the Bears' decorated offensive lineman, he was walking off the practice field in Bourbonnais early after being kicked out of practice because he fought with two different teammates. Today, the Bears returned to practice, their first one at Halas Hall since the preseason started, and Kyle Long was not there. John Fox tells us why.
He's at a doctor's appointment. What's he having with that? His ankle. Yeah, that's what he's been kind of working on. No. It's his ankle.
You expect him back tomorrow, then?
Yeah, he'll be back tomorrow. He'll be back actually tonight.
After practice on Monday, you said you hadn't had a chance to talk with him about what had happened. Yeah. Did you? And what was that conversation like?
Well, it was, you know, obviously there was some remorse there. He was embarrassed, you know, for himself and for the team. You know, those things happen. You know, our guys. You know, we've got a bond, and he's one of our family, and he'll be treated as such, like any kind of thing that happens in a family. You just, you know, it's, you know, guys adapt and respond, and, you know, I think everything's fine.
His dad, Howie, said that yesterday, that he thinks that Kyle's struggling a little bit with everything going on. You know, coming back from the injury, another position change, maybe it's not going as well as he wants it to go. Can you sense that he's a little frustrated?
Yeah, I think any time a player's injured, you know, I mean, they get something that they love taken away from them. And, you know, it's been a minute. It's probably, there's some pain and suffering that goes along with it. And I'm sure those are things. But we have a lot of resources here. Kyle knows he's loved here, you know, his teammates and by everybody in the building. So, you know, he'll get through it. And we talked about that. And I think he feels confident that.
What can you do for him to uplift him a little bit just when the frustration
you know,
does?
You know, again, it's like always, you know, it's people around you. And he's surrounded by a lot of people that care about him. And he'll do just fine.
This is a new experience for Kyle Long, because keep in mind, he started 47 of 48 games over his first 3 years in the NFL, but last year was hit with a variety of different injuries. We remember that his season ended with that ugly ankle injury in Tampa Bay, but prior to that, remember after the preseason game against New England, he started having issues with his shoulder, and there's all this stuff going on. There's a position change taking place. You're dealing with a new offensive line coach. Technique becomes even more important than ever before when you can't physically dominate the guy on the other end of the line of scrimmage when that's something that you've been able to do when healthy throughout the course of your career. And clearly that manifested itself in the frustration that we saw at the end of the Bourbonnais portion of training camp. And we'll see how he handles this going forward. I thought it was very revealing what Howie Long, his dad, said on the Rich Eisen show yesterday in regards to the frustration mounting. And when we last had an opportunity to talk to Kyle Long about this, I think over the weekend he was at the podium. He talked about how it stinks. He wants to be out there. He'd like to do more. The team is holding him back because they're trying to make sure that he's right for 16 games, not just the first game against Atlanta. And he's obviously having issues dealing with all of that.
Zach, does this have the potential to be kind of like another player that you covered in Tommy Harris, where at his peak,
ooh,
you had your
Tommy.
I'm saying though, at his peak, you had a guy who everyone revered as one of the two or three best players at the position for a couple of years, and then the injuries mounted after a while, and he began jumping snaps, and he just wasn't the same guy. Can that mirror this kind of situation?
You know, it's a great comparison from the outside, Jason, but I would submit that the difference there is
Tommy was broken when he got here.
Exactly, and the Bears, they got lucky that he was healthy early on because everyone knew what a successful player this would be if he was healthy. And when he was healthy, man, he was a dominant player as Lovie Smith's three technique, the engine of that defense that was able to go to the playoffs back in 05 and get to the Super Bowl in 06. But I think this is different because you're talking about a guy who's dealing with injury for the first time in his professional career, and it changes you. I think it's something that he's learning to adjust to. So if he can get himself right, which hopefully he'll be able to do, I think he'll be okay. I don't think the position switch is as big of a deal as coming back from the actual ankle injury and learning how to play with that while adjusting to, you know, the upper body stuff that he had to deal with last year as well.
All right, so wait a second. Let's stay with this for at what point does it behoove the Bears to simply say, forget it? Let's do what we have to do. If you got to go in there again and look at it, let's not push him to return this year at all. Get healthy.
I don't think we're anywhere near that point.
Okay.
In time, only because, it's so early on in the preseason, and I don't necessarily know if their plan was to even have him play in a preseason game. Let him work through it. You know, if John Fox is telling us everything on the level there that he had a doctor's appointment today, then to me it's not really an issue. We'll see if he's back here tomorrow, like John Fox said, and go from there. I think the other thing that you have to look at, though, is unlike last year when they had two really capable backups, you didn't know it at the time, you know, but Eric Kush and Ted Larson did a bang-up job filling in for Long and Josh Sitton, too, when Sitton had the ankle issues. I don't know that they have that kind of depth on the interior of the offensive line right now. Again, we didn't know it a year ago at this time, but I think this is one of the most important things, I think, going forward in these preseason games. Let's see if they can establish some depth on the interior of the offensive line. Now, that they can play some games here that they couldn't a year ago because Jaronis Grasu is healthy, so maybe you could slide him over to center if need be and then move Cody Whitehair to guard. That's one option. You know, Tom Compton had an opportunity in that game against the Broncos, but you'd feel a lot more comfortable if, you know, a couple of guys emerged as capable backups on the interior of the Bears' offensive line, and only time will tell. These next couple of games will give you a better idea if they have that. Meantime, speaking of backups, at least right now, we had an opportunity to speak to the Bears' number three quarterback, Mitchell Trubisky, for the first time since he held his postgame press conference after that impressive debut against the Denver Broncos. He joked about it. You know, he was asked about what he makes of all the hype that's taken place over the last week, essentially. And he said he joked that, you know, I don't know what kind of hype you're talking about. He does, even though he says he doesn't read anything or listen to anything or watch anything. And he chose to focus today on the things that he has to work on to become a better football player.
Taking the wrong drop a couple times. Getting the correct mic down so we have it blocked correctly. Just being more efficient. The game was actually pretty clean. It's more in practice.
Practice even, same thing.
Same thing. We're just still installing a lot of new plays, so it's just repping those, getting comfortable with those until I'm calling it and then going out there and repping it like it's the back of my hand. So the new plays will keep coming, but what we had in the game I was more comfortable with because those are plays that I've been gone over a couple times. So just got to keep repping everything with offense and continue to study to make sure I know it.
When you look at where you were coming into this and adjusting to where you are now, how would you assess that progress?
I would assess it as steadily, just trying to get better every day, and I think I have. It's all about, for me, not making the same mistake twice. So you can make a mistake, and that's going to happen, especially for rookies, but it's all about overcoming that, learning from it, and don't let it happen again. And I think I've done a pretty good job of doing that so far.
How fine is the line for you between being urgent without being panicky?
I mean, I never try to panic. Mm-hmm. You just always try to play cool, calm, collected. I got the ball in my hand, and I got to make the defense wrong. So for me, it's more about protecting the football, taking care of myself, and taking care of my linemen up front, because you don't want them working for you all day because, I mean, they're out there sacrificing for you anyways. So it's all about getting the ball in your hand quickly, and then when I pull it down, make sure I'm being decisive, taking care of the football, and picking up yards. So it's all about moving the chains and taking care of the ball.
You have to really be impressed with the confidence that comes through the speakers when you listen to this guy talk. It's clear that he has the poise and command that you would like to see out of a quarterback. You can't ask for a better debut than he had in essentially his half plus of football in his debut against the Broncos. But keep in mind a number of things here. The Broncos were playing essentially man defense the entire time that he was out there, which allowed him to scramble. What happens if you switch it around and all of a sudden a defense starts playing zone and they're not allowing you to scramble and use the athletic gifts that we saw him use against the Broncos? Number two, Arizona is a team that blitzes and blitzes often. Now, I look back at a game a few years back.
Even this time of year?
I remember a few years back when Ron Rivera had been elevated to defensive coordinator of the San Diego Chargers, guys.
And he sent and people.
Yeah, he did. I remember that.
It was the first performance. It was his first game against the Bears since they had let him go. And they had to remove Jay Cutler from the game because they weren't confident that their protection scheme was on the up and up, that they could keep their quarterback upright without him getting injured. You don't want to run into a situation like that against the Cardinals. And I bring it up because Bruce Arians, when Phil Emery was the general manager, after that successful season he had filling in as the head coach for Chuck Pagano in Indianapolis, Bruce Arians came here to Halas Hall, had a great interview with the Bears, thought he was going to be the Bears head coach. And for whatever reason, Phil Emery decided to go in a different direction, hired Mark Trestman, and all of a sudden Arians ends up going to Arizona. In his first game as head coach of the Cardinals against the Bears, he admitted this afterwards on his radio show out there in Phoenix, that he tried to run up the score against the Bears because he was that ticked off. So you never forget those types of things. There's tape now on Trubisky. He's on the road for the first time with his new teammates, which means you're automatically playing a beat slower when you're on the road because you have to use a silent count, which means defense has the advantage. These are all things that, again, if you're a good quarterback, you're going to be able to adjust. But I'm curious in seeing how this plays out for him and also for Mike Glennon and the first team offense, because there's a lot of work that they need to do. But before you start anointing Trubisky the starter, these are the things that you have to take into account. And also keep in mind, as you head into the regular season, take a look at those defenses that the Bears are playing out of the gate. And those are defenses that blitz often, and you don't want to put this quarterback in a position where he's not going to succeed because he's unable to handle that. When you hear a quarterback like Trubisky talking about correctly identifying the Mike linebacker, that means that he's taken on some very complex defenses that and disguises that Vic Fangio is using throughout the course of practices. And it's only going to get more difficult when you're taking on an opponent and you don't know what they're trying to run. That's why I would pump the brakes. When he's ready, if he's ready, if he shows that he can handle it, I don't think there's an issue. I think that automatically he will be inserted as the starter if he can prove that he can handle all these things and if Mike Glennon doesn't prove that he can play a little bit better than we saw. But I think we're making too many just emphatic judgments after one preseason game where there isn't any game planning involved. And I think that's why it's important to pump the brakes. You want the next Derek Carr, not the next David Carr. So that's why when he's finally put out there in a game, you want him to have success when it counts. And I think he will let you know when he's ready to play in a real NFL game.
What's the status with the secondary, especially Prince Amukamara?
Well, John Fox today saying that Amukamara strained his hamstring. Remember when we talked last time, he had to leave that practice, the last one in Bourbonnais, a little bit early. So now you have two corners who are trying to come back from hamstring issues. You know, Marcus Cooper's been dealing with this since the offseason. Prince Amukamara, who in my opinion was one of the stars of Bourbonnais 2017 and has really had an impact. You've noticed him on the practice field. You've noticed him in games. Now he's trying to come back from that strained hamstring. We'll see how long it takes him to come back. We also found out today that Marcus Wheaton, who I think is the fastest receiver on the team, had surgery to fix the broken pinky, so no timetable on his return. But that hurts because you'd like to see him establish a rapport with Mike Glennon, but hasn't been able to do that because he missed the early portion of camp with the appendectomy. Comes back briefly, and then breaks his pinky.
All right, let's get nuggety with it.
Victor Cruz will be joining us, Bears All Access, tomorrow at 6 o'clock. Also, the Bears are going to be practicing in Mount Prospect at a high school practice. It's the last public practice that you'll be able to watch the Bears this season. I always think you learn a lot from that kind of atmosphere. And then I think the biggest thing is, how does this team adjust to its first road game together with all these different offensive weapons together? I think you're going to learn a lot about these young Bears in that game against the Cardinals. I know they say it's just a preseason game, but one of the players told me that John Fox told them before the first game against the Broncos, his motivational speech was, it doesn't count, but it counts. So you better believe that's the case for preseason game number two.
Thank you, Zach.
See you guys.
That's Zach Zaidman's Bears Report, brought to you by Volvo. Get up to $4,500 on a new Volvo vehicle of your choosing during Volvo's midsummer sales event. Visit your local Volvo dealer for details on this limited time offer. Coming up at the bottom of the hour, we are going to do In Other News. I have a brand new fast food item that is going to be on a popular fast food menu. I also have a description of a certain criminal in a certain place that's going to make him tough to apprehend.
I got baby dolphins, XXXTentacion, and is your wife a prostitute?
Cool. That's at the bottom of the hour on the score.
As the Bears prepare for Game 1 versus the Falcons, the score continues to bring you the latest on the team's progress. Listen for Bears reports from Zach Zegman live from the practice field, plus input from our team of Bears experts. Only on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's home for Bears fans.
Bears preseason coverage on the score brought to you by General RV, the nation's largest family-owned RV dealer. And Die Hard, celebrating 50 powerful years, forever Die Hard. Visit SearsAuto.com to find exciting offers in a location near you, and the Holiday Inn Express Bourbonnais.
This is Jim Rome with the CBS Sports Minute. Yesterday, Jacksonville versus Tampa Bay. Wideout Allen Robinson going up against Tampa corner Robert McClain in one-on-one coverage down the sideline. Blake Bortles back to pass, and then magic happens. Expletive, two words, expletive, three words, expletive. Never a good sign when your receiver says eight words after a pass and three of them are expletives, and none of them are encouraging. And I'm going to go ahead and say that's probably not the first time that Robinson had said something like that after a Blake Bortles pass, and it probably won't be the last time either. Bleeping, keep the bleep in bounds, bro, bleep. Have fun with that, Allen. I know you won't. I'm Jim Rome.
Meet Chris Bryant and Anthony Rizzo August 19th at the Radisson Blu in downtown Chicago. Tickets on sale now. Meet your champs in person. Receive an autograph and photo opportunity. Buy tickets now. Visit FanaticsAuthenticShows.com or call 866-586-4915 for more info.
When you're at the Bears game, concessions aren't just concessions. They're a way to re-energize after you've cheered so hard your face is bluer than the jersey you're wearing. And with the Chicago Bears PNC Visa debit card, you'll unlock special discounts, like 20% off concessions at the game, so you'll never run out of energy.
Visit PNC.com/Chicago Bears card for details. An annual fee of $10 will be assessed to the primary checking account associated with the card. Visa is a registered trademark of Visa International Service Association and used under license. PNC Bank, National Association, member FDIC.
Cancer, we are your number one enemy. We are MD Anderson. We're fighting you with our exceptional team of doctors and nurses, advanced technology, groundbreaking clinical trials, innovative treatment options, and a collaborative approach to care. Ranked number one in the nation for cancer care by U.S. News and World Report. The University of Texas MD Anderson Cancer Center is focused on making cancer history. To make an appointment, call 1-855-894-0145 or visit MakingCancerHistory.com.
Ready? Okay.
We've got paper. Yes, we do. Lifeblue notebooks, pencils, glue. We got crayons, every hue. School supplies for your whole crew.
Target's got everything you need to ready, set, go back to school.
Big news! One day only, this Friday at Old Navy, take back your tax. Old Navy is giving you an extra 10% off your entire purchase, even on sale styles. It's like not paying your taxes. Better hurry, it's one day only this Friday at Old Navy and OldNavy.com. Valid 8/18, excludes gift cards.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Talk Cubs with the Cubs on The Score. Listen to former Cy Young Award winner Jake Arrieta.
No hitter for Arrieta.
And MVP Chris Bryant.
Bryant cracks one in the air. He's hit another one.
Exclusively live on The Score once a week with the Bernstein and Golf Show. Arrieta and Bryant. Only on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
This is 670 The Score, where Cubs history is made.
The Chicago Cubs win the World Series.
The world champion Chicago Cubs are looking to repeat in 2017. Join me, Pat Hughes, and Ron Coomer for all 162 games, including every thrilling moment of the postseason.
The Cubs have done it.
This is the one place you need to be, Cubs fans. Sports Radio 670 The Score, official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Who is 670 The Score? We're Chicago's original sports talk station. Chicago's only all-Chicago sports talk station, covering all of Chicago's teams. And when breaking Chicago sports news happens, we'll break in with all the details. Guaranteed. Keep streaming The Score to your computer or device for the best sports talk in Chicago. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's sports station.
Hey, thanks for listening to The Score on your mobile device, your laptop, your desktop, whatever you stream us on. We've got Chicago sports fans covered. The Score is Chicago's first and number one sports talk station. We're live from Chicago and dedicated to the Chicago sports fan. It's what's driven us for over 25 years now. But we couldn't have done it without you, the loyal Score listener. Thanks for listening to Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station. Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Hanley mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
Dave Wadstedt joins us. You follow Jay Cutler's career.
I really believe deep down that he's not doing this for the money. He didn't like how it ended here, and he knows he's got some talent down there. Those are the reasons that he's playing football.
Mully and Hanley mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station. Bernstein and Goff on 670 The Score.
All right, I'm going to have to call an audible because I can't ask if your wife is a prostitute because people are texting at 6711 to the Bernstein and Goff show.
Like, is it fake news?
Yeah. So well, Goff, hope your other news isn't about the Elgin man and his wife. It's fake. So I'll replace that one with a grand wizard in Belize.
Okay.
It's a sex comedy.
Yeah, I guess.
All right, let me ask this question. I just got a note here from Bovada.lv from Jimmy Shapiro over there who sends this stuff out, right? You know, Jimmy? Here are the current odds for NBA MVP for the 2017-2018 season.
NBA MVP.
Yep, for next year. And I'm sure you can. It's not hard in this league to know.
LeBron, Steph, Russell, Kevin, James, Giannis. Who else am I thinking of? There's an up and coming. Karl Anthony Towns may be in there. I've given you seven so far.
I know you know all these, but I think you might be surprised
by the odds.
By the odds,
okay.
At 7-2, the favorite is Russell Westbrook.
Yeah, I mean, well, he's got Paul to take away from some of those numbers, rebounding and scoring wise.
Okay, Kevin Durant is at 9-2.
Yeah,
Kawhi Leonard is 13-2.
I forgot about Kawhi.
LeBron is 15-2.
That's crazy.
James Harden is 8-1. Giannis is 17-2.
Now, if I was going to mess around and beat Terry and put my money on a long shot,
fight a value bet,
that'd be it.
That's it. All right, well, yep. Let's keep going here because there's nothing.
What about Dang?
Stop it. Another thing that's sort of lurking in here. Steph is 11-1. Anthony Davis, 16-1.
Got to play more than 70 games.
Man. Three guys at 25-1. Equal odds for Paul George, now in Oklahoma City, mm-hmm. Chris Paul, now on Houston, and Isaiah Thomas of the Celtics.
No shot.
33-1. Boogie Cousins and Karl Anthony Towns and John Wall.
Wow. Wall and Towns are down there.
Wall, Towns, Cousins, all 33-1.
I put Wall and Towns ahead of Chris Paul. Ahead of.
Okay.
Man, wow.
40-1 for Blake Griffin and Nikola Jokic.
My guy.
Okay.
My guy.
You're 4 at 50-1. DeMar DeRozan, Joel Embiid, Kyrie Irving, and Damian Lillard.
I don't even know what team Kyrie's going to be on.
Exactly.
Get out of here.
Draymond is at 60-1.
All right, now we're being silly now.
Ben Simmons is at 66-1.
We're in ultra silly land.
Gordon Hayward.
All right, that's enough.
Is 70-1.
Mirotic is dead.
And now here.
Thank you, Joe.
Here are three at 75-1. Carmelo Anthony, Andrew Wiggins, and Jimmy Butler.
Jimmy B. Butler.
Remember all of our debates about
Jimmy B.B. Butler?
Remember our debates about where Jimmy is in the mm-hmm. actual NBA pecking order of superstardom? There are 24 guys ahead of Jimmy Buckets.
The B stands for Buckets.
In terms of MVP voting, yes. how do you equate that to best player?
I'm just,
I got you. No, I understand. That pretty much is the crew, though. Like,
right.
If you were going to go 1 to 25.
Now, at 100-1, Kevin Love, Kyle Lowry, Kristaps Porzingis.
That's ridiculous.
100. Porzingis is a guy who's going to see these numbers improve over time. 150-1. Marc Gasol, Paul Millsap, Kemba Walker. You can get 200-1 on Bradley Beal or Mike Conley. 250-1 for Dirk Nowitzki, Andre Drummond, Dwight Howard, Jeff Teague, and Hassan Whiteside.
All right.
Who the hell is he?
Yeah, all right, family members aren't even voting on those.
Right, let's just move on here. This is the other one. They did it also for the NHL.
All right, well.
Who will win the Hart Memorial Trophy?
Mario Lemieux.
The story in here is a name that is and a name that isn't. Connor McDavid's 3-2.
Mm-hmm.
Sid the Kid at 5-2, Austin Matthews 17-2. Even though they don't want to put two of those three on national television,
Smart.
Ovechkin at 9-1, then Patrick Kane at 14-1.
This is not the time to do hockey.
All right, the next Blackhawk on here on the entire list is one in a bottom group of six at 60-1. Who is it?
Duncan.
Nope.
It's not Captain Sirius because you wouldn't be asking me this. Oh, well. Corey Crawford.
They have Artemi Panarin.
Wait a minute, but isn't he somewhere else? Isn't Artemi?
They have him listed as Chicago.
Yeah, Artemi's in Carolina. Is it Carolina?
Yeah, they traded him for Saad. They have him listed as Chicago.
Columbus. Yeah, so the bread man is doing his thing. Look at that. In a bad market.
Look at that, Artemi Panarin.
Well, he's going to put up numbers.
Is on this, and Jonathan Toews
is nowhere to be found.
Is not
because of his new diet and his dingy head.
I don't know what do the odds makers know, especially because of the money that comes in on Chicago guys.
How much money goes out on hockey MVP betting besides Jay and James Nouveau? And maybe Christopher Hine, and I don't even think Chris would do that.
I don't know.
Like, how do you bet? Is hockey like baseball, where it's like plus 150, minus 150, that kind of thing?
Which I still don't.
It's most similar money lines.
Okay, so it's money line stuff. And can you do over unders on goals and stuff like that?
Yeah, it's almost always 5.5.
Is it really?
Almost 100% of the time.
Really? Okay. Yeah, I don't rock too much with NHL.
Your
betting.
Goal line, if you're gonna bet that, is always 1.5. Unless it's like greatness against truly awful.
Okay. See? We learned a little something.
Sounds compelling.
We learned a little something. Yeah. 49 days away until the Hawks drop the puck against the at United Center. Isn't Pittsburgh the first home game?
David will have it for you in the update.
No, he will not. David's not going to scramble either. We got another news coming up next.
Board update.
Well, it's a good thing I do know it is Pittsburgh, so we got that quickly out of the way. Jason, you're a hockey.
Thank you, David. Appreciate you, buddy.
Hockey expert, you.
Yeah.
4:31, and from the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, David Schuster with a scoreboard update. Wolves individual tickets, they go on sale Friday morning at 11 for the home opener. That's on October 14th. Also, the remainder of the season. And visit ChicagoWolves.com for the complete schedule. Milwaukee scores a couple of runs in the bottom half of the eighth inning. They hold on and beat Pittsburgh 7-6, so that means the Cubs' lead currently is down to one game in the NL Central. Other finals so far today, Anaheim over Washington 3-2, Miami dumps San Francisco 8-1. In progress, bottom six, San Diego leading Philadelphia 2-0. Bottom five, Baltimore and Seattle tied at 4. And top five, Kansas City doubling up Oakland 4-2. Here at Wrigley, the Cubs and the Reds a little bit later this evening. John Lackey and Homer Bailey, they are your mound opponents. The White Sox in Los Angeles against the Dodgers tonight. Rodon against Darvish. And veteran pitcher Jared Weaver announced his retirement today after 12 years in the majors and 150 victories. Pro football Kyle Long, not at Bears practice today, but it was an excused absence due to a checkup with doctors regarding his ankle. The Bank of America Marathon is set for October 8th. It will have both defending champions as well as world record holders in a star-studded field. And pro basketball sources in the NBA say LeBron James will definitely move on from Cleveland following the upcoming season because of a failed relationship with ownership. Cubs pregame is presented by BBVA Compass. Tune into the BBVA Compass pregame show before every game. Hashtag live bright. And this scoreboard update brought to you by Chicagoland Jiffy Lube. Jiffy Lube offers speed and convenience for a high-quality oil change, tire rotation, or manufactured recommended service. Stop by the Jiffy Lube and leave your worries behind. No appointment is needed. Visit ChicagolandJiffyLube.com. I'm David Schuster, and you are listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk. Also, the radio home of the world champion Cubs. Our next broadcast coming up at 6:30. It begins with Mark Rohde's pregame show, and then the game here against the Reds, all right here on 670 The Score, Chicago Sports Station.
Crime wave in Gotham. Other breaking news. Water wet.
Coming up, more problems for a troubled
earthquake. Yep, we're having an earthquake.
Breaking into homes and tickling people.
Fans quickly trashed his pantsless look on social media.
Also in other news,
the whistles go woo!
He was murdered and then set on fire while celebrating his birthday.
He's on the lean and the mob.
I said, oh Lord Jesus, it's a fire.
He thought the car was a spaceship and that the driver was an alien.
He lost his life savings, $2,600. And all he has to show for it is this stuffed banana with dreadlocks.
We usually do another news at the top of the 4 o'clock hour where we had a Bears hit with our guy, Zach Zabin. This is the Bernstein and Golf Show here on 670 The Score, 670thescore.com, and watch 670thescore.com. And other news means in other news, stuff we haven't been able to get to in the first few hours of the show, something maybe from yesterday that we couldn't bring up, some crazy, wacky stories outside of sports. I'm going outside of sports because I am following the trendsetter that is Dan Bernstein. Dan, have you ever heard of XXXTentacion?
XXXTentacion. Is it a porn production company?
No, it is not. It is a young musician who actually delves into his trials and tribulations with depression. He's a new rapper.
So I was close.
Yeah, exactly. A new hip hop artist with a couple of singles that have taken the world by storm. This from Complex.com. Some ballsy teenager decided it'd be a good idea to blast XXXTentacion's music during a church service in Canada. The teen now faces 3 criminal charges for pulling the stunt. According to the Brampton Guardian, the disruption took place last Wednesday during evening mass at St. Eugene Maisonade Church in Brampton, Ontario, suburb of Toronto. Authorities said the 16-year-old walked up to the altar and held his cell phone to the microphone, playing X's profanity-laced track, Look at Me, through the church's PA system. With lyrics such as, bitch, who is your mans? And can't keep my bleep in my pants. It's no surprise members of the congregation were upset. Some said the incident caused extreme fear as they were unsure what the young man was going to do after hijacking the microphone. One congregant said he considered the act a religious hate crime. However, authorities said there is no indication of that. This event is unprecedented as shook our community. Parishioner Peter Maka told The Guardian, shortly after he began playing Look at Me, the teen was apprehended by 3 church members and was held until authorities arrived. Wow. The young man is now facing charges of mischief to a religious property, disturbing a religious service, and breach of recognizance. Ladies and gentlemen, 16-year-old playing XXXTentacion's Look at Me in the middle of church.
This is from WGN-TV's website. First, they made the Doritos taco shells, and now Taco Bell is turning breakfast upside down just because they can. Taco Bell unveiled its fried egg, naked egg taco. It's filled with potatoes and cheese.
Okay.
The egg is on the outside. The egg is the fried egg is the taco shell.
Are they running out of shells?
The naked egg taco launches nationwide on August 31st, and Taco Bell is going to give fans an early chance to try it. Beginning August 17th, with what they're calling Bell and Breakfast events, they're going to kick off in New York. They're going to continue in California, Texas, then Chicago August 27th. You have to make reservations for it. It's available limited time, a la carte, $1.99. And a breakfast combo that includes a coffee or medium drink. And it is, there's filled with potatoes and cheese with the egg on the outside. And this one looks like it's got bacon on it. See, if not for the potatoes, I'm down. Because if I'm going no-carb breakfast,
right,
my usual go-to, if I'm having a sit-down, like, diner breakfast,
yeah,
I will do sausage, I will do fried eggs, I will substitute sliced tomatoes for the hash browns, and I'll cover the eggs in a little Cholula sauce.
Oh, I love
and,
Cholula. I don't know that I've ever had fried eggs.
Sunny-side-up eggs?
No.
Over-easy eggs?
Benedict.
What are you talking about? You've never had fried egg. Well, that's poached egg.
Yeah. Scrambled eggs is it.
Why?
What do you mean, why?
I mean, why? You've never in your life had a sunny side up egg?
What the hell's going on out here?
No, I haven't. Am I off the show? What the hell are you looking at me
just
like that for?
By accident. Like,
am I finished
now? Never in your entire childhood did you decide you wanted a fried egg?
I didn't really eat eggs because I thought they were gross until I was like 12 or 13 years old.
Okay,
like
that still gives you a good 25
I know,
years.
I got you, but no.
Quarter century to happen on a Friday.
I'm into Eggs Benedict. Like you put Eggs Benedict in front of
that's
me.
That's not fried.
I know, that's what I'm saying. I've done different egg. I just haven't gone fried.
Wow. Okay.
I guess it's no all longer right, the first team.
Well, no, it's just...
Catch
I'm
you
just,
guys later.
I am floored.
But I tell you the truth, don't
that
I?
You wouldn't happen you on are, somewhere in your well, life. You'd
once a week you get something like this from
you
me.
You haven't had a pan with a little oil or butter in it and an egg.
No.
And 2 minutes later, it's on your plate and you salt it and you eat it.
Nope.
Okay. All right, whatever blows your hair back, man.
What do you want me to do? You want me to go back and take back every breakfast I've ever had?
I'm just surprised.
I can't do anything. All right.
Can't do it.
Hit the thing, Shane.
He's giving you the look.
Jerk. All right, this from the Washington Post, Amy B. Wang.
and Johnny B. Good.
No, this is not a fun story. A baby dolphin died last week after hundreds of beachgoers in southern Spain surrounded the animal to touch and take pictures with it, sparking condemnation from a local animal rescue group. The incident took place last Friday in Mojácar. Is it Mojácar? M-O-J-A-C-A-R? Hmm? Mojácar? On the country's southeastern coast, according to Equinac, a Spanish nonprofit organization that advocates for marine wildlife. According to several posts on the group's Facebook page, a baby dolphin that was stranded on the beach was quickly surrounded by numerous curious people, including children who wanted to touch and photograph it. Some accidentally covered the dolphin's spiracle. Is that what it is?
Oh, seriously? How dumb do you have to be?
The blowhole the animals used to breathe, the group said. One concerned person reported the stranded animal to 112, the country's emergency services number. But by the time the Equinac rescuers arrived at the beach, the dolphin was dead, the group said. Once again, we note that the human being is the most irrational species that exists. The day of the incident blasting the selfishness of those that swarmed the animal. Quote, there are many incapable of empathy for a living being that is alone, scared, starved, without his mother and terrified. All you want to do is to photograph and poke, even if the animal suffers from the stress. And there are many videos and tweets. Everybody wanted to jump on Twitter and video this thing. And you can pretty much see this dolphin dying a slow death while these people are touching it and rubbing their fat, dumb hands all over it.
Fat, dumb hands.
The group later clarified that the baby dolphin may have been isolated because it was sick or somehow separated from its mother. However, even though the beachgoers had not been responsible for the dolphin stranding, merely touching and photographing the animals can cause them to enter a very high stress state and at worst to experience fatal shock, the group said. So good job, people out there in the what is it? In the Mojácar. You outdid yourselves by touching and photographing a dolphin and not just putting it back in the water so it can go about its damn business.
Anyone who recognizes a man accused of robbing stores in the St. Louis area while wearing jean shorts is being
roll down tide.
Is being urged to call the fashion police. St. Louis County Police dubbed the suspect the jorts wearing bandit in a tweet on Monday and included a photo. The tweet says the suspect's disregard for the law is as offensive as his disregard for fashion trends.
Hey, jorts are back.
So they're starting to have
Jason's.
Damn right.
Officer Ben Grunda said the unarmed suspect approached a cashier at a Walgreens store in LeMay with merchandise on August 8th that overpowered her when she operated the cash drawer. The man is suspected of targeting at least two Walgreens stores in the city of St. Louis. No serious injuries have been reported. And the robberies have been getting publicity. They said they were trying to have some fun with it to draw more attention to it. Now, here's the problem. When you start looking for people in St. Louis.
Right. That's like...
Everyone's a suspect.
Right.
The entire city of St. Louis is now potentially a suspect if you're trying to track down the jorts-wearing bandit.
You start with Nelly and the St. Lunatics, and then you go from there.
And Ranji.
And Ranji.
So it what reminds me of how there were police that I had heard who were decrying the way that people were dressing in certain high crime areas when everybody simply had a
long white t-shirt on.
And, you know, somebody knocks over a liquor store and they say, can we have a description?
African-American and, male in a white tee.
In a white t-shirt. And right. they're like, well, all right, all right. I'm Spartacus, right?
Right. Just spin the wheel. All right, it's you. Yeah, you probably got something on you. Come on.
Go arrest somebody. Yeah, find a busted taillight or something. Right. But that's sort of how I feel about this, that it's a St. Louis thing, that maybe that's why, because now they're onto something here. It's
just
like,
everybody
yep,
do it.
Everybody.
I got jorts on too, dude. Hey, dude, jorts are back, though. That's the thing.
No.
Yes, they are. Don't be late on it. Don't be late
on it. Okay, there's still a pair of Jerbos somewhere in a dresser in Deerfield.
It's how they're tailored. You can't wear the shants. You can't have the
Jeff
jorts.
Shants?
No, not good old number 11, I want to say. Oh, no. It's you can't have the ones that go to the top of where a crew sock would go. You know what I mean? Like, you got to...
Oh, no, these were legit. These had, like, the rolled over at the bottom.
At the brim? Yeah. You'd probably be in. You'd probably be good money right now.
Comfy, too.
Jorts are back. You don't listen to Shane? Shane, of all people? Kidding me? Surprised Shane wasn't in Charlottesville with the way he dresses.
Wow, get that man a tiki torch.
Because that's the worst thing that I've said to Shane O'Mac over there.
Well, he does have that one shirt.
Which, oh yeah. Come, Shane, you want to do this?
Right?
I love Shane. Hit the thing, Shane.
The gorilla.
Get us off this thing. All right, so my mother sent me this. And this is like every turtle story that anybody ever comes across. They're like, oh, I got to send it to golf. My mom sent me this because anytime Belize is mentioned, she needs to send me stories on Belize. So here we go. This from the Daily Mail. Dan, a former imperial wizard of the Ku Klux Klan who now lives in Belize alongside the very race of people he fought to segregate, has told the Daily Mail Online, quote, I don't hate blacks. Ain't that something?
Ain't that a thing?
Breaking his 30-year silence, Bill Wilkinson, once the most powerful white supremacist in the world, hit back and claims he is a racist. Speaking from the sun-drenched hotel resort he owns and where Daily Mail Online tracked him down, Wilkinson said, quote, don't call me a racist. I don't hate blacks. I never have hated blacks. I still don't hate blacks. I don't hate anyone. But in a baffling contradiction, Wilkinson added that he had not changed since his KKK days. Listen to this. He said, quote, I'm just a Bible-crashing segregationist. I still believe in segregation. That's how it should be. So there's some things here. There's some pictures.
Some things he's got to work out, obviously. Yeah.
He said, God has commanded me not to mix with other races. I have not changed. I'm the same man I've always been.
You live in Belize.
Yes, I wouldn't let one black person marry my children or my grandchildren. Wilkinson now owns a multi-million-dollar holiday resort in San Pedro on the island of Ambergris Key, living alongside the island's majority black population, the same race of people he fought to segregate in the 70s. And 80s. Yesterday, Daily Mail revealed that he has been discovered in the wake of the disclosure. He took Daily Mail Online on a tour of his hometown of San Pedro to show how I am with the blacks, he said. So he had someone in his tour that wrote for the Daily Mail who is on vacation, and they're just chilling, and he takes him on the tour to show him how he can mix with the blacks, and he just starts talking, and next thing you know, they find out that he's a 30-year imperial grand wizard of the KKK. This is awesome. What a country.
It's a different country. It's in other news. Awesome. Brought to you by the Detox and Treatment Helpline. Drug or alcohol problems for you or a loved one can be solved, and with insurance, treatment may be at little or no cost to you. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline now, 800-430-4149. Top of the hour, for the first time in the 2017 NFL season, we are going to load phone lines up for your questions and comments for Hub Arkush on the Bears and the NFL right here on the place where you get the best NFL coverage because of guys like Hub.
Hub coming up at the top of your score. Calls.
That's why I don't read the newspaper.
You're listening to the number one sports station in Chicago. Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
The big event is here at Canals Auto Park. 2 days only this Friday and Saturday.
Look, shop, buy, or lease your favorite BMW, Land Rover, Mercedes-Benz, Mini, Hyundai, and Sprinter. Thousands of the newest vehicles, each one featuring the absolute lowest price ever offered by Knaus. The big event is here at Knaus Auto Park. BMW, Land Rover, Mercedes-Benz, Mini, Hyundai, and Sprinter. Coupes, sedans, convertibles, SUVs, and vans exceptionally priced and ready for on-the-spot delivery. No haggling, no negotiation. All vehicles clearly marked for immediate sale. Bring your trade-in, bring your title, and get ready to drive home your new car at a price you'll only find at the big event. This Friday and Saturday only. Knaus Auto Park, Route 41, Lake Bluff. 847-234-2800. Knaus.com.
Hi, it's Dan Bernstein.
And Jason Goff.
And you work hard. We know that you're probably toiling away right now, and you deserve to sleep harder every night and sleep better every night. And to make that happen, Mattress Firm is going to give you a sneak peek at their incredible Labor Day savings for their Labor Day sale. Deals that you will not believe, and all kinds of ways to get what we've talked about before, mm-hmm. and that is that fabulous adjustable base.
Yes, the adjustable base has changed my life. Not only is my Beautyrest Black Hybrid mattress the truth, it's soft in every place I need it to be soft and firm in every place I need it to be firm, and it stays cool, but the fact that I can put it on an adjustable base and go up and down and put my legs up in the air, and if I want to have the vibrating head portion or the vibrating foot portion going on, if my back is hurting, it is a game changer. I'm telling you right now, I wouldn't sell you this if I didn't believe in it. The adjustable base is the truth, and of course, Mattress Firm has everything you need.
Right now, 15 queen mattresses are under $699.99, so there's something for everyone, and this is a brand new deal. The Dream Bed Luxe. At an unbelievable, unbeatable value of $39 a month for 6 years, plus a free adjustable base. They are throwing that in. There is interest-free financing for 6 years, 72 entire months of sleeping interest-free. So check out their technology to power off with the Serta iComfort, TempTouch, the Beautyrest Black Hybrid. We've told you all about those. But now's the great time to get in, because you're going to get an opportunity with the right deal to get a free adjustable base. It is at the Labor Day sale. The sneak preview is at Mattress Firm right now. Mattress Firm, save money.
Sleep happy. It's been a better time to buy a quality used car at Sunrise Chevrolet in Glendale Heights. Start with available 1.9% financing. Then add Sunrise Chevy's huge selection of vehicles to fit any budget. Cars, trucks, SUVs, you name it, they've got it. That includes the area's best inventory of used cars for under 10 grand. If you got a credit problem, don't worry about it. Sunrise Chevy has financing for everyone. Sunrise Chevrolet in Glendale Heights, the bright way to buy. Visit sunrisechevrolet.com and tell them Jason Goff sent you.
Do you hear that? That's the sound of someone swiping left. They swiped left because they didn't discover your killer sense of humor through a single photo. They swiped left because they're unable to appreciate your shared love of college sports through a fast-paced digital app that makes the first impression the only impression. At It's Just Lunch, matchmakers personally select your matches for you. They get to know their clients through confidential interviews and ongoing feedback after every date. So not only will you be matched with like-minded people, but you'll spend your time actually dating instead of swiping. For more than 25 years, It's Just Lunch has matched tens of thousands of busy professionals, just like you, who are serious about dating. While video dating, personal ads, chat rooms, and dating apps have come and gone, It's Just Lunch has withstood the test of time because it works. So stop swiping left on your future. Call today and start dating tomorrow. It's Just Lunch, the smarter way to date. Call It's Just Lunch at 312-881-5225 or visit itsjustlunchchicago.com.
Lamprologus calvus, Siphotilapia frontosa, Nimbochromis venustus. Maybe phrases from Latin class 101. No, not quite. These are actually just a few of the vast array of African cichlids that are on sale right now at Oak Park Natural Pet and Fish. Join Oak Park Natural during their If It's Alive, It's On Sale celebration. 20% off all live freshwater fish, 20% off all live saltwater fish, 20% off all live rock, 20% off all live coral, 20% off all live aquatic plants. Yes, it's true. Even the live hornwort. Whether it's an Amazon River Basin biotope or a red belly piranha habitat you're trying to recreate, no worries. Scott's got you covered. All flavors of dog ice cream are also on sale. Buy two, get one free. Choose from beef brisket, pulled pork, and peanut butter bacon. That's Oak Park Natural Pet on Harlem, just north of Madison. Oak Park Natural Pet, where you always find more live fish.
The famed Arlington Million may be over, but the exciting racing season is not, with plenty of fun events and exciting racing yet to come. This weekend at Arlington is a first-ever whiskey and spirit tasting. Also coming up over the next couple of months is the always popular Party in the Park After Dark and the second Binney's Wine Tasting event in September. All that, and who knows, maybe you'll get lucky and win a few bucks with edge-of-your-seat excitement on the track. Arlington, running through September 23rd. For tickets and a rundown of events, go to arlingtonpark.com. Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Matt Spiegel and Danny Parkins. Middays on The Score.
Mitch Trubisky, you balance like competition. You want that job and then your relationship with the other guys.
I think it's just being respectful and being a professional. I mean, that's just how I carry myself. I'm never going to cross the line. It's all in the nature of competition.
Spiegel and Parkins, 9 a.m. to 1. Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score, official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs, and the place to hear World Series Cubs manager Joe Maddon talk with Spiegel and Parkins, Tuesdays at noon.
Has it been frustrating to you?
Well, of course it is, because you see a lot of young players that are very good having a tough time. It just is frustrating in general to everybody, because we expect more of ourselves. Come out with a renewed energy about the day, and you expect good things to happen, which is what I do every day.
Joe Maddon with Spiegel and Parkins, Tuesdays at noon on 670 The Score and 670thescore.com.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Top of the hour, Hub Arkus will answer your questions about the Bears and the NFL. We hand them over to you on Wednesdays right here on the Bernstein and Golf Show. The football season is here, so Hub will take your calls at 312-644-6767.
This segment brought to you by Spot Hero. Finally, here's a way you can save time. Use Spot Hero anytime you park downtown. First-time users can enter promo code CITY for $10 off. Spot Hero. Park smarter.
Okay. Phone calls. Getting ready for them. Frank from Oak Park, we see you out there. Colin from River West. Al from Aurora. We got a few lines open. 312-644-6767 is the phone number. Hub Arkus, top of the hour. Football season is here. He's answering your questions on the Bernstein and Golf Show, 670 The Score.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios, you're listening to the voice of the Chicago sports fan for over 25 years. Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Brought to you by your Chicago and Northwest Indiana Hyundai dealers. See why the Elantra and Sonata are better.
Zero.
Thanks for streaming The Score.
Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff. Afternoons on The Score.
Don't come to wrong, inappropriate, illogical judgments about what happened with the Bears. It's just another chapter for this 34-year-old version of Cutler with his torn labrum and all his broken bones and all his concussions. Don't be
that guy.
Dumb.
Bernstein and Goff. Afternoons 1 to 6 on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
And 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Hanley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
I am confident that Eloy Jimenez and Dylan Cease were the best offer the White Sox could have gotten for Quintana, but I also believe that if Hawk were still the GM, they would have made
that deal. Oh, boy, he would never make that. Hang up on him. Lose this number.
Mully and Hanley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Hanley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
Dave Wadstedt joins us. You follow Jay Cutler's career.
I really believe deep down that he's not doing this for the money. He didn't like how it ended here, and he knows he's got some talent on there. Those are the reasons that he's playing football.
Mully and Hanley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
It's Jeff Joniak, and my recent introduction to MyPillow checks all the boxes, providing comfort and a night's peace and quiet. Trust me, I'm sleeping on my king MyPillow. In fact, I have more than one. If you haven't ordered your MyPillow yet, now's the time to experience the world's most comfortable pillow. I'm not just saying that either. I'm a believer. You don't think...
Thanks for streaming The Score. Who is 670 The Score? We're Chicago's original sports talk station. Chicago's only all-Chicago sports talk station. Covering all of Chicago's teams. And when breaking Chicago sports news happens, we'll break in with all the details. Guaranteed. Keep streaming The Score to your computer or device for the best sports talk in Chicago. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station. Hey, thanks for listening to The Score on your mobile device, your laptop, your desktop, whatever you stream us on. We've got Chicago sports fans covered. The Score is Chicago's first and number one sports talk station. We're live from Chicago and dedicated to the Chicago sports fan. It's what's driven us for over 25 years now. But we couldn't have done it without you, the loyal Score listener. Thanks for listening to Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station. Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
This is 670 The Score, where Cubs history is made.
The Chicago Cubs win the World Series.
The world champion Chicago Cubs are looking to repeat in 2017. Join me, Pat Hughes, and Ron Coomer for all 162 games, including every thrilling moment